Welcome to the Flex Post Game, powered by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by Whataburger, Central Texas Honda Dealers, Dr. Greg Eckert, Capital Chevrolet, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Niall Maxwell Family of Dealers, Cedar Park Overhead Doors, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Factory Mattress, and Inner Space Cavern. Now, here's your host, Snoop Daniel.
All right, Flex Post Game, Snoop Daniel, Zach Lucero. Austin High takes out San Marcos, 56-28 is your final. Looking forward to next week. Austin High will be on the road at Bob Shelton Stadium, taking on Hayes. Meanwhile, Rattlers are back at Rattler Stadium as San Marcos will, COVID permitting, be taking on the Del Valle Cardinals. We'll be going over scores tonight and also previewing next week. We'll quickly welcome in Zach Lucero to talk about the Vandergrift dub tonight. 35-6 final over what I thought is a pretty good Cedar Ridge team. So
yeah, I was talking on the radio broadcast. I still think Cedar Ridge is probably the second best defense in the district. I think now we're just kind of realizing maybe the gap between first and second is a little bit bigger than we thought.
All right, and I want to appreciate Ryan because I know he was on with Rick and Jeff Power for Light the Tower for Under the Lights. But Ryan, this show is a little more lit, number 12. So I appreciate you, and let me tell you, 12, you have been going off. The rise has been fun to watch. And Ryan back on the Vaquero Hotline right now. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for saying that.
Hey, Ryan, Zach Lucero here. So I do the sideline reporting for Vandergrift. So I've been at all your games this year. I mean, even last year when you were in the backup role, do you feel like you're getting better and better every game, the more experience you're getting? Because being on the sideline and being on the radio broadcast, like I can tell you're leaps and bounds from game to game.
Yeah, our coaches do a really good job of, showing us film and stuff like that. And I just, since Cedar Park, I think as a team and offensively, we've just gotten so much better and we've improved and seen our mistakes and made adjustments. And, now we're just rolling and, executing like we know we can.
Yeah, so I talked about that a little bit on the radio broadcast, too. That Cedar Park loss, I mean, all the Vandergrift fans were kind of tripping out. I mean, that's definitely not a loss you want to take. But I think it really made you guys better, losing to a team that's going to make a state championship run and facing a guy like Ryder Hernandez. And, I mean, since then, your defense has really stepped it up. What's it like? Talk a little bit about that defense and what it's like playing offense, knowing that defense is going to go out there and get you the ball right back.
Yeah, for sure. That was a really good Cedar Park team. They had a ton of returners on defense and offense. Really good program over there. But, a few plays here or there, we're in that game. But it was a tough loss. But our defense is just so good. Just knowing, if I make a mistake or as an offense we go three and out, knowing that our defense is going to respond and hold them and give us the ball back in good field position or make a play. Like tonight, Logan Arnold had a pick six. And just having that those 11 guys do a really good job. And our coaches coach them up well. And they're all really good dudes who trust us too, and we trust them, and I really think that's why we're so successful.
All right, you're listening to Flex Post Game Show, Vandergrift QB1, Ryan back with Snoop Daniel and Zach Lucero.
All right, so Ryan, not to look ahead too early, but I mean, we got another going from Ryder Hernandez to Kyle Brown, and now you got RJ Martinez coming up. So do you get a chance to know some of these other QB1s in the area, and what's it like? Like, does it feel like Central Texas is starting to pop off as a QB producer?
Yeah, for sure. I've got to know Cole Kruger and Ryder at Cedar Park. Those are great guys. I've interacted with with Kyle Brown at a few camps a few summers ago, and I actually don't know RJ too well, but I know he's a great player. And yeah, Austin's got some really great quarterbacks. History. Baker Mayfield, Hudson Card, Ryder, Drew Dodd. I mean, just to name a few. Sam Ellinger. I mean, Austin's just QB manufacturer, I think.
Yeah, and I think what the common theme with all those guys you named is they're just great leaders. And I wanted to ask you about some of the other captains on the team. I mean, y'all guys are probably one of the litest captains group that Vandergrift has had in a while. I mean, you and Bowen, how fun is it being out there with your brothers?
It's so fun. I've been with these guys, most of them since Pop Warner, and just being able to go out there and kind of fulfill our dreams and ball out and play for each other has just been it's been really special. And you know, some of us haven't been in the role, you know, until this year, and some of us been on varsity since sophomore year, and but just being together for this long, and then to finally have a season and under these circumstances, just been really special, and I really love those guys and ready to finish the season with them.
Now, Ryan, I heard that you were on the nominee court for Homecoming King, but did Tommy take it?
Tommy took it for sure. He got mine. It was so happy for him. He was so excited. He deserved it. And he's our homecoming king. Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, number 12, you got a glory coming. Trust me, man. And you've earned it. I appreciate you being on the show. Ryan Back, Vandegrift, QB1, Vipers take out Cedar Ridge tonight, 35-6. Before we let you go, you got any shout-outs?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Shout-out God, my family, Cole Kruger, and my offensive line. I don't think those guys get enough credit. Those guys are doing a heck of a job this year, and they deserve a little more. They're just so good. So couldn't do it without them.
Oh, Cole, dude, you and Cole Kruger are besties. And so,
yeah, I don't know. We just kind of forged a bond over being holders and playing football together.
That's so funny.
He's a real good dude. So yeah, he's a real good guy.
And we're gonna get we're gonna turn up with y'all for baseball season two. So this is just the beginning. I appreciate you, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. 10:36 to time. Flex post game.
Yo, he can definitely take Holder out the bio now. This dude is a verified, legitimate QB1. I mean, he's so fun to watch. I mean, he's, like I said, definitely taking leaps and bounds between game and games. And probably one of the low-key best runners in the area, I'd say.
Is he anything like Jamie Hudson, the former number 12 at quarterback?
So no shame on Ryan, but Jamie was probably a little faster. Okay. But Ryan is a very physical runner. Like, he has no problems taking the licks. He has no problem handing them out. So he's a fun player to watch.
All right, flex post game like no one else. Let's go to the Vaquero hotline. Glenn, Grizzlies, wow, this probably the shocker of the night, Alan Cepeda, as we welcome you on. And Ikey Kohler, hold on. We'll get to you next to recap that LBJ win tonight over Burnett. But, Alan, can you tell the public out there the final score tonight between Glenn and Elgin, and what your thoughts on tonight's game were?
Hey, what's up, Snoop? It was 41-22 Elgin. They won. They shut us out in the second half. They bared down, got played great defense, and Peter McFarland, 260 yards on 18 carries.
He's good.
And they didn't have Trey Isom. I don't want to spread rumors, but he was benched last week and he didn't play this week, so not sure what happened there. But game plan was probably to look for Isom and McFarland, and McFarland just did it all himself. They ran a double reverse on us with Maynor, and Maynor had an interception return for a touchdown. Just, we were looking good early, went for a two-point conversion.
Yes.
22-14 lead after half, and then they stopped going to McFarland. He had two touchdowns early, and all of a sudden they started throwing the ball. Dom had another interception, and I'm thinking to myself, why did he stop running with McFarland? And second half, I guess they heard the broadcast, and they just went McFarland all night long, and we just had no answer for him. And, it was in the fourth quarter, just got out of hand for us. They were a lot. Shout out to them. They played hard, being winless, and they came out and they gave it to us.
Yeah. Maybe just a hangover from the Connolly win for Glenn. And y'all are right back at it on Thursday. And I know a team that y'all love to beat, Eastview, they got the dub tonight. They survived, but had trouble with Bastrop. It was a 28-21 final. Just quick thoughts on the game next Thursday.
Yeah, Eastview, it always comes down to the wire with them. We've been able to beat them both come from behind wins in the second quarter, so in the second half, and I expect the same. It's going to be a dogfight, but hey, we got Eastview, Cedar Creek, and Rouse, so it's all in front of us, and we'll go from there, but tough loss tonight.
All right, Alan, you shouting out to anybody?
Shout out my fill-in broadcaster, EJ Sanchez. We worked 2 years together at Glenn. He was at Weiss. I helped him out last week at Weiss. He helped me out this week at Glenn and Elgin, so shout out to EJ Sanchez.
All right, had the bench seats tonight. I know it wasn't a press box, but I liked the setup, Alan. Looked good.
I just got feeling back in my fingers, I tell you what.
Oh, wow, was that cold? Oh, wow. Hey, Alan, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, brother.
All right, flex post-game, tough loss for Glenn in 13-5 AD2. Outside of the Brenham Cubs and now the Rouse Raiders, I think that's the cream of the crop of that district.
Yeah, and I think it's always a little bit easier for us when you can kind of bracket Brenham, one of the schools that's a little further out. Okay, we know they're the best team, so we don't have to really discuss them as much. But I mean, the rest of this district is so competitive. I mean, Rouse, I mean, all these guys are just so competitive that it makes for a lot of parity and great conversation to follow.
Yeah, Connolly is the only team that is winless in 13-5-82 now, losing to Brenham tonight. As we go to the Vaquero Hotline and talk to Ikey Kohler about a team that made a bounce back. I would expect maybe, Ikey, you thought you'd see more points tonight, but can you tell the public what the final score was between LBJ and Burnett tonight and your thoughts on the game?
It was a dogfight tonight. LBJ ended up coming away with the win. The final score was LBJ 18, Burnett 10. LBJ scored all their points in the first half. Latrell McCutcheon had a 60-yard touchdown reception, as well as touchdown runs from Daquan Donaldson and Cedric Alexander. And Burnett just kind of hung in there for the second half. They were just hanging around. Our offense wasn't moving the chains in the second half. And Burnett actually got the ball back at midfield with 42 seconds left, down by 8 points. And Senior Anthony Joyner, he got the interception, which was a game.
Yeah. Okay, so with the extra points, are they attempting two extra? Are they attempting two-pointers, or are they missing extra points? Or what's with the three touchdowns and 18 points?
So on our first touchdown, we tried to keep the extra point, and it wasn't a very pretty sight. And so we decided to go for two for the next couple of touchdowns, and we weren't able to punch it in.
LBJ, y'all get you a kicker out there. There's somebody at LBJ that can kick. I know it.
Ikey, can you kick?
Can you kick?
No, I wish.
Because I know, like, Ikey is a low-key athlete, you know, but I can't wait to see him play baseball this year. All right, Ikey, well, you know, a win is a win. You move on. COVID permitting, you'll be visiting Taylor. They've had some issues staying healthy, but you know, this season's flying by quickly. That's all I can say. Before we let you go, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, you know, this season really flew by fast. But I want to shout out all class of 2021. It was senior night, and this win was for class of 2021. And shout out Jag Nation. Shout out to y'all at the Horn.
Yeah. Oh, Ikey, we got basketball and hoops for LBJ coming too. So don't you worry. It's gonna be it's gonna be a crazy last year. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Time is 10:42. Quick break. Okay, let's take a break and we'll come back. There are a ton of scores to get to tonight that we'll let you know about. Also, we'll preview next week. If you love Austin area high school sports, don't go nowhere. It's a Flex.
What is up, Austin, Texas? It is the Flex Fifth Quarter. I'm your boy, Zach Lucero, at Zach Ain't Whack on all social media. Bringing you the hits all day long is DJ Samwise Gamgee. Gamgee straight from the Lord of the Rings. And I am graced with the presence of a local legend, an urban legend until I got to meet him in the flesh, Mr. Snoop Daniel himself.
What up? Thank you, Zach. All right, Flex Fifth Quarter post game. I want to get to this audio clip quickly. And we had a guest star reporter tonight. Her name's Bentley Cotton. If that name rings familiar, she won a state championship for golf for Westlake. She now plays golf for the UT Longhorns. And she was a fill-in eye reporter tonight for, of all teams, the Liberty Hill Panthers. There was a lot of trash talk this week from the side of Marble Falls talking about trying to knock off Liberty Hill. Your final score tonight, Panthers 40, Mustangs 7. And Bentley Cotton caught up with quarterback one, Charles Calbretta, to get a word for postgame.
Tonight.
Oh, man, we really executed on all levels of the game. We blocked, and all of our fakes were good. I mean, they didn't even know where the ball was half the time, and they run our offense, which is kind of funny. So, I mean,
what's the strongest part of y'all's team right now?
Strongest part of our team is our defense, man. I mean, that's 4 consecutive shutouts in a row. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Any shout-outs?
Shout-out to whole Liberty Hill football team. Shout-out Jeff Walker. Shout-out the Cotton family. And I love everybody. Go LA.
So he wiped his nose and shouted out Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah, Liberty Hill, can you even say they're Flex's best-kept secret? I mean, this team is rolling people. And if you don't know, Liberty Hill runs a wing T offense. And if that thing's working, it's working. And if Marble Falls is running the same thing, they're a prime example of if it's not working, it's not working. So Liberty Hill has their game plan, what they want to do, and they've been executing it at the 4A level, and now they're executing it just as good on the 5A level.
Yeah, and he said they didn't even know where the ball was, which was kind of funny. I mean, he was basically scoffing at Marble Falls. But, hey, kudos to the Mustangs. They got to this point unbeaten. Their first loss is to Liberty Hill. They'll grow from it. All right, let's go ahead and go district by district, Zach. First run through, we'll go through the finals for tonight. Second run through, we'll hit the games for next week. Let's start with 25-6A.
Flex ATX.
Centex North, District 25-6A.
All right, two finals tonight. Vandergrift, 35. They beat Cedar Ridge 35-6. Excuse me, that was really badly placed as far as the wording of that. Round Rock takes out McNeil 55-9. Thoughts?
You know, I think both of these games went the way you expected. I think maybe the Vandergrift score was a little more lopsided than a lot of people maybe hoped it was going to be or expected it was going to be with the way Cedar Ridge has been playing defense. But I mean, but this district is looking kind of top heavy. I mean, the top teams are definitely there. And I think those last two playoff spots are going to be battled out. And I think the Saturday games that I know we're going to hit those later are going to have a lot of playoff implications.
Yeah, I'll just hit them now. Hutto versus Stony Point at noon. Westwood versus Vista Ridge at 2 p.m. All right, let's hit District 25-6A.
ATX presents
Centex South District 26-6A.
26-6A, excuse me. Thank you, Pika. All right, tonight, Westlake Hayes, Austin High, San Marcos, Aikens, Bowie. Bowie beat Aikens 42-0. Austin High took out San Marcos 56-28. Westlake, their shutout streak is over at three games. They allow 6 points to Hayes. They win 59-6.
Look at DJ Samwise Gamgee. He does more than just spin the hits. He knows his Texas high school football district as well.
He's but, like, excuse me, Snoop.
Actually,
26-6A.
But man, I'm still on the Bowie train. I don't know if I hung out with Allen too long for when we were at the other place, but I'm on the Bowie train, man. I'm a believer. I think they're making playoffs.
Yeah, Diego Tello, another big game. Noah Camacho running game has really come on strong. And, yeah, them having an extra week to prepare for Aikens probably helped. Last week their game with Westlake canceled from the chat side, so a couple of weeks to get healthy, to get ready, and it showed tonight, 42-0 shutout. Westlake, 59-6. There was a point in the game where it was 7-0. Hayes had a second down and goal, and Jax Crockett came up with his first of two interceptions tonight. The defense for Westlake is obviously on a mission.
Yeah, and I think that means a lot when you know what the offense has. When you know the pieces on the offense and you know what they're capable of, if you know the same thing about the defense, this is a very well-rounded Westlake team that's looking to repeat.
Lastly, Lake Travis, their game tonight was postponed against Del Valle Cardinals dealing with COVID-19 issues. Tentative makeup date for that game, November 12th or 13th. We'll keep you posted, flexatx.com. Let's go District 11-5A. All right, Georgetown and Cedar Park, they had the night off tonight. Maybe they went to see Leander versus Anderson tonight. The score, Lions, their second district win. Leander 32, Anderson 29.
Man, I want Anderson to be good so bad, man. I think they're a fun team to root for. But Leander, like I've said multiple times, them moving down to 5A was one of the best things that happened to them since Zach Noska. So, I mean, this Leander team is on a mission. I mean, I think they've been kind of frowned upon for too long, and they're ready to prove that they're still one of the better teams in the area.
Since Brandon Hopp. Okay, so the game last night, before we move on from 11-5A, Weiss, Hendrickson, Hawks, 49, Wolves, 48.
And Snoop, you were at that game.
I was.
So, tell us about kind of the vibe of that game. Did it have low key Hendrickson Pflugerville vibes? Was it a little more respectful? Was it a lot of trash talk?
A lot of the trash talk came from the parents. And Hendrickson dominated this one. It was tied 7-all after the first quarter. Then three unanswered by Hendrickson, 28-7 at the half. And then Weiss just came out, and Weiss is so young. When you talk about Micah Gifford, he's a sophomore. There are guys that people are talking about. People are talking about D.R. Bradfield, finally, the junior quarterback. Tavian Cord has been talked about since he was a freshman on varsity. But now you got Gifford emerging. Price. They got Kalen Rogers, C.J. Meeks.
I mean, since that school opened, they've had Division I type prospects, hashtag recruit Weiss. So, I mean, they're they're legit, but I want to ask you, is Hendrickson legit this year in 5A?
They are. Weiss is just younger and very good. But Hendrickson, they lost to Georgetown 37-33 last week, a game that could have went either
top
way.
Top two team in the district.
And they did score 24 points against Cedar Park, and Cedar Park is steamrolling everyone and shutting them out. So Hendrickson's good. They're 1-2. They had to win that game. And now they're going to be at Manor next week. God, we don't have enough time to talk about everything. Oh, man. Let's go 13-5A. We got to run through this quick.
1, 2, 3, 4. District 13-5A.
Division 2.
Okay, here are the finals. Elgin over Glenn, 41-22. Eastview edges Bastrop, 28-21. Rouse big over Cedar Creek, 55-31. Brenham shuts out Connolly, 41-0.
Man, this district every year is just all over the place. Nice to see Rouse bounce back and have a good year stringing together some wins like this. And then Brenham, I mean, someone go get some Bluebell ice cream and cover this team.
All right, Sam, if we can, let's just start back over from 25-6A. We'll run over games next week.
Flex ATX.
Centex North, District 25-6A.
Okay, Saturday. Oh, okay, it's okay. Okay, so tomorrow, Hutto, Stony Point, Westwood, Vista Ridge. Let's hop over that and think about next week. Vandergrift, Westwood on a Thursday, Zach.
Yeah, Thursday Night Lights. Maybe I'll get to see you out there for once.
Yes.
But I mean, RJ Martinez always balls out against Vandergrift, and now he has the defense. So maybe I think this game could be closer than a lot of people think.
Hutto versus Vista Ridge, Cedar Ridge versus McNeil, Stony Point versus Round Rock. That's next week, 25-6A, as we hit 26-6A.
Flex ATX presents
Centex South, District 26-6A.
All right, COVID-19 permitting, Del Valle will host San Marcos. Your other three games in that district, Aikens hosting Westlake, Hayes versus Austin High, Lake Travis versus Bowie. I particularly like those last two games.
Yeah, I think it's got to be that Hayes-Austin High game. I mean, Hayes has always been next up for a long time, and now Austin High has Charles Wright and just come out of nowhere. I think this is probably going to be one of the best games of the night.
And it's going to have playoff implications Westlake and Lake Travis obviously are going to the postseason, but will Westlake be Division I or Division II is the big question. It's going to depend on which team makes the playoffs, Austin High, Hayes, and it comes down to enrollment. We'll probably have to bring in Alan Galbraith to talk completely intelligently about that, because I'm not out too. Oh, my God. We don't have that much time. All right, 11-5A.
District 11-5A.
Trying to run through it. We could go till midnight if we want it. Leander, Cedar Park.
Don't tempt me.
Maynard, Hendrickson. Pflugerville, Weiss, Anderson, Georgetown next week.
Man, Weiss is in back-to-back crosstown rivalry games. I think this is going to be another good one. Rice has a bad taste in their mouth. And that Maynard-Hendrickson game, too. I mean, that's always a heated rivalry.
All right, 13-5A.
1, 2, 3, 3.
District 13-5A.
Division 2.
All right, so it's bye week next week for Rouse and Brenham. They have off two Thursday games. Connolly, Elgin, Glenn at Eastview.
If you were to go to a Thursday game, which one intrigues you more?
Glenn Eastview.
Yeah, I think Bastrop Cedar Creek, that's always a good game, too. We're talking about the Friday games, that's another crosstown rivalry. I always have a hard time saying this. Rivalry week?
Yes.
Is it rivalry week?
Yes.
It's a fun one.
Okay. Lastly, 14-5A,
D2. District 14-5A.
Division 2.
All right. All these teams are basically on a bye as well. McCallum's playing Lhasa, but Navarro, Northeast, on a bye. Travis on a bye. They're all on byes except for McCallum, Lhasa. Also next week, LBJ at Taylor. Lampasas, Fredericksburg. Burnett versus Canyon Lake. St. Michael's taking on Hyde Park. Rivalry week. I can't say it either.
That's hard.
Regis, Brentwood Christian. Oh, my God. Dripping Springs, Layman, and Wimberley at Austin Achieve.
Yeah, shout out Wimberley, man. We love our small schools.
How long we got? 30 seconds? Okay. Because the fun don't stop on social media, we're going to turn up till like 3 o'clock in the morning posting highlights, interviews, post-game, you name it, Flex ATX, Instagram, Twitter, it's lit. Shout-outs.
Shout-out Sam. Shout-out my G's. Shout-out God. Shout-out game.
Who's calling? God, watch this light, my mom. Brian? I don't know. Oh, God. We're going to have to skip it. Okay. Let's try to... Oh, God. We got to stop. Okay. Got it. Know when to say when. Shout out to everybody out there that's listening. Flex ATX, go hit it up. Shout out Zach. Shout out Pika. Keep looking up. That's where it all is.
Thanks for listening to the Flex Post Game. powered by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Also brought to you by Whataburger, Central Texas Honda Dealers, Dr. Greg Eckert, Capital Chevrolet, Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, Nile Maxwell Family of Dealers, Cedar Park Overhead Doors, Mack Hike Ford Lincoln, Factory Mattress, and Inner Space Cavern.